And then McAllister had bought four dredging companies, small dredging. You know, before the environmentalists got into it, just about every slip in the harbor had to be dredged maybe once a year because of the silt that come down the Hudson River. And they had small dredges, not much bigger than this barge, with a bucket, you know, and put it in barges, a wooden barge, and you towed them out about 12 miles out to the dumping ground. The captain would get a sledgehammer and hit the chalk, and the doors on the bottom would open, and the mud would, and the barge would fly up in the air. You bring them back. But McAllister had tidewater dredging, or buoyant dredging, tidewater or buoyant, Du Bois. Du Bois had two big steam tugs that went out in all kinds of weather. I used to, being at 17th Battery Place, you know, you could look down, and one morning it was winter, man. I was in the office, maybe 7. Whatever, it wasn't light yet. But I could see some lights out off the battery, and it was icy, and I saw it, and these guys were Scandinavians. They knew their stuff. Mm. What they were doing was pulling in this ropasa and using a steam pipe, a steam hose, to melt the ice. And by saying to myself, boy, that's a hard way to make a living. So we had those guys for years. So McAllister was into everything. That Tappasee Bridge, we towed up all the steel for the Tappasee Bridge. I was the deckhand. And they're going to rip it down now. That shows you how old I am. We towed all the steel for the Verrazano Bridge from Claremont over here behind the Statue of Liberty. The name of the company was Carl Koch. All the steel was on car floats. Oh. And it would give us a half-hour notice to come over and pick it up. And we'd go under the Verrazano Bridge and they'd, you know, then pull it up. Of course, it took a couple of years. 3 years, 4 years.